A missing Nemechillin Township man has been found safe. The Starr County Sheriff's Office says 65-year-old James Hall left his home May 19th. The missing person alert was canceled today. Sentencing scheduled next week for a Beach City man who pleaded guilty to multiple sex crime and child endangerment charges. 38-year-old Victor Miller entered his plea in Starr County Common Pleas Court Wednesday. He was indicted by a grand jury in March on 5 counts, including gross sexual imposition and child endangering. Court records say the offenses occurred between July 2021 and last November. Man is back before a judge today in a March drive-by shooting in Plain Township. 29-year-old Cecil Kirkland entered a not guilty plea May 15th in Common Pleas Court, where he was arraigned on charges including felonious assault, improper discharge of a firearm, and criminal damaging. The alleged incident occurred March 15th on Henrietta Avenue Northeast, where shots were fired at 2 people as children were being loaded into a vehicle. Bullets struck 2 vehicles in a home, but no injuries were reported. A police canine helped officers track down a Canton man accused of threatening a Perry Township business Wednesday morning. Police say officers searched the West Manor area after 21-year-old Jameson Clark ran following an alleged threat to shoot up Octa Pharma Plasma. Police say the call came in just before 10, leading to a lockdown at the Plasma Center. Investigators later developed information pointing them to a Homewood Avenue residence where the suspect was found and arrested without incident. Clark faces charges including inducing panic, aggravated menacing, and resisting arrest. 2 people were seriously injured after a hit-skip driver struck a downed tree and pushed it into 3 pedestrians in Bethlehem Township Saturday night. Highway Patrol says the crash happened just after 10:30 on Hudson Drive. 79-year-old Gregory Kutcher of Navarre suffered life-threatening injuries, while 69-year-old Janet Ellis was seriously hurt. A third person was treated at the scene. Troopers say the suspect vehicle could be a small, light-colored 4-door sedan. Anyone with information asked to contact the patrol's Canton Post. Woman has pleaded not guilty after turning herself in following a Monday chase involving Lawrence Township Police. 78-year-old Karen Kirby of Navarre allegedly refused to pull over and led officers on a 5-mile pursuit on Route 21. Police say she was clocked doing 90 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. Kirby was arraigned Wednesday in Massillon Municipal Court, where she is charged with failure to comply. 3 candidates have applied for an open seat on Hartville Village Council. The position opened after Tom Huff resigned earlier this month, with an unexpired term running through 2027. During a special meeting Wednesday, council was informed applicants will be interviewed just prior to the June 8th meeting. Council agreed to contribute $10,000 to a civic improvement fund backed by private donations and a matching model for downtown revitalization. They also okayed an agreement with ODOT for the Safe Routes to School grant. It will not require any direct village funding. A traffic stop on I-76 led to the discovery of methamphetamine and fentanyl. A man has pleaded guilty in the case a day before his trial. 34-year-old DeAndre Justice of Akron entered the plea Tuesday in Portage County Court to charges of aggravated trafficking in meth and possession of a fentanyl-related compound. Portage Aggressive Crime Enforcement Unit made the stop in May of last year, and a canine alert led to a search of the vehicle. Investigators say a large amount of drugs was found. Justice, who was a passenger in the vehicle, admitted ownership. 2 former members of the Columbiana County Park District Board are back on the board after a series of resignations. Tom Butch and Eileen Dre Barden were reappointed and sworn in by probate judge Thomas Baranci. Board was left with no members last week after the resignations of the chairman, vice chairman, and another board member. 3 more appointments could be made tomorrow pending background checks. A proposal to lower the minimum age for East Palestine police officers has been tabled. Village Council was considering changing the hiring age from 21 to 18. The Morning Journal reports the measure was put on hold after residents raised questions about experience and readiness. It's unclear when the council will revisit the issue. Cleanup crews working to contain a blue liquid that flowed into Sawmill Creek behind Canfield High School Wednesday afternoon. Fire department says the substance was traced to the Canfield Swim Club, where tennis courts were being resurfaced. A water-based coating mixed with rainwater entered a storm sewer and eventually reached the creek. Crews built a temporary dam to keep the material from spreading farther downstream. City officials tell WKBN-TV there's no indication of a danger to the public. The Ohio EPA is investigating. The Ohio Department of Job and Family Services says Ohioans filed 4,754 initial unemployment claims last week, 900 less than the previous week. 910 have been flagged to ensure they're not fraudulent. Ohioans filed 40,552 continued unemployment claims last week, 711 more than the previous week. Ohio's unemployment rate in April was 3.9%, the national rate 4.3%. Ohio's labor force participation rate in April was 61.9%, the national rate 61.8%.